Okay, today is Daf Tzadik Tes. We are on Daf Tzadik Tes. We are on the second to top line. And today's Daf is learned for Mordechai Yehuda ben Chaim Nachum. Okay. Okay, so the Mishnah said, Ubovad shelo yotzi chutz, which means that you're allowed to move, you're standing in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and you're going to move something in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. You're allowed to do that. And, standing in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and you can lean over and move something into Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Ubovad, as long as, shelo yotzi, it's a chef, it's chutz la'arba amos. As long as you don't move the item 4 amos. What if you did move the item 4 amos? Says the Gemara, Hahoti Chayev Chatos. If you did that, you're Chayev Chatos. If you're in Shus Yachid and you move it in Rosh Hashanah, you're Chayev Chatos. Says Rashi, right? Hahoti Achayev Ritz Midal Al Chami. Chayev. You're Chayev. Afal Gaf, even though Du Omeid Begavoa Umagvia Lamaila Miyud, even though you're standing above 10 Tvachim, so really the item is being passed in a mokom patur, because it's not within 10 tvachim. Let's assume that's even true. Says Rashi, it's irrelevant. We don't say that you passed it in a mokom patur. Alma basar hanacha va'akir azlinan. Where was it when you started? Where was it when you finished? Let's say you're standing on some roof or something, and you passed over, so it didn't really move in a mokom rishus ha'yachid. It moved in a mokom patur. Doesn't make a difference. It started in rishus ha'rabim. It ended in 4 amos away in Rosh Hashanah, you're chayiv. V'harei anat lo matchilas arba v'hinicha l'sof arba. You moved it from here to there, you moved it 4 amos. It doesn't matter that the actual moving of the item was in an area where you're not chayiv. It doesn't matter where you end up, where you start, where you end up. Le'en m'sayle l'rava. Let's say that supports Rava. D'amar Rava, Rava said, hama v'chef, it's matchilas arba l'sof arba. If somebody moves an item 4 amos, V'hiviro derech olav, and he moved it over 10 tvachim. So really, he didn't move it in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, he moved it in a Makom Patur. Nevertheless, chayiv. You're still chayiv. Why? Because it started here and it ended up over there. Therefore, you're chayiv. Now, so it's a raya that this is true. So just 1 second. What did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said you can't move it 4 amos. And our Mishnah did not say, oh, what happens if you did? Our Mishnah didn't say that. Our Mishnah just said, you can't move it 4 amos. And what if you move it 4 amos? So the Gemara wants to infer your chayiv, our Rava said that. Mikatani, does it say, imhotzi chayiv chatos? Doesn't say that. Dilma maybe, imhotzi patra avalasar. Maybe it's only this Durbanan. As a matter of fact, ikad amri, others say, hahotzi patra avalasar. If you move it taka 4 amos, it's only this Durbanan. Is it the Rabbanan? Move it 4 amos because he moved it above 10 tefachim, right? Lame with tevetuf to the Rava. There's a kash on Rava. Why? Dama Rava. Rava just said hamav chayfet mitchilas dalad l'sof dalad veviru derech avir derech alav veviru derech alav chayiv. Rava said if you chayiv, Rava said you move an item from one rishus to another rishus above 10 tefachim, you're chayiv. And now we want to say that our mishnah is not chayiv. You only patra avalaser. So Gemara says mikatani hotzi patra avalaser. The mishnah didn't say that. Mishnah didn't say a word. Mishnah said you can't do it. What's the story if you do it? Mishnah didn't say. Therefore, Dilma, imhoti, chayiv chatas. Maybe chayiv chatas ataka. Mishnah doesn't say it, then you can't draw an inference one way or the other. Then we said, lo yamod adam, rishus hayachid. You're not allowed to stand in rishus hayachid, right? What was the next Mishnah say? You're not allowed to stand in rishus hayachid and go to the bathroom in rishus harabim. Urinate in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Talking about a man. You're not allowed to stand in Rosh Hashanah Yachid and then urinate into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Why not? Because you're carrying the urine from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Can't do that. Rabbi Yosef says, Hishtin, if you did that, Hishtin means you went to the bathroom. Urinated. Virok, or you spit from one Rosh Hashanah to another Rosh Hashanah. Chayev Chatos. You're Chayev a Chatos. Okay? Ah, how can you be chayev achatos? V'abo'in and akira v'hanacha me'agabe makom dalet v'leka. You have to move it from a place of 4 amos, 4 tvachim, and move it to a place of four tvachim. You don't have that. Right? You don't have that. So the Gemara answers, machshavto mashvile makom. Your machshava halachically turns it into a place. What does that mean? So Rashi says, machshavto, it's the second skinny line up on top, shutzarach lekach, because you need to go to the bathroom. You need to go to the bathroom, right? Mashvile hotza chashuva. It's considered a chashuva carrying. Normally, you have to carry to, we had this in the beginning of Sechta Shabbat, we said your hand is considered a makom chashuv. Your hand's not 4x4, flat, but it's a makom chashuv. And same thing over here when you go to the bathroom. Since you need to go to the bathroom, and you need to urinate, you can't hold it in, so it's considered a makom chashuv. And therefore, you're chayev. Now, the Gemara says like this, dilote mahachi, if you don't say that, ha'amar Rav Rava, Rava said, zarak, if you throw a cookie, v'nach, b'fi kelev, and you throw it at the dog. You throw the frisbee and the dog catches it. Oh, b'fi kivshon. Or it's some secret document and you throw it into the fire so it should get burnt up. Chayev chatas. You chayev for that. Why? I carried. I put it from one rishus to another rishus. I, v'habi'ina hanacha dal makam dal v'leka. But the dog's mouth is not for tzvachim. Neither is the furnace. It could be a tiny little fire. It's not for tzvachim. Ella, rather, machshavto mashvile makom. My kavana, my intent, made it like that. Hacharami machshavto boy mashvile makom. My machshava made it a valid place. Says Tosfos, very important Tosfos over here. Machshavto mashvile makom. He says dafka b'chi haygavna. Only in these cases, dinene ba'osu makom tvei, maybe makom acher, where I enjoy this spot more than a different spot. In other words, kigon, for example, b'fi kelev, sheyochlena, or b'fi kivshan, shetasarev. I wanted this the dog to catch that frisbee. I wanted to burn my the secret documents. I wanted that spot. I needed to go to the bathroom. Right? Yeah. V'chein hishtin, v'rok, avol zarak al hamaklos, if I throw something to land on a stick or something, or al shum dover on anything, I feel a bit mischaving, even if I intended it, lo amrina machshav to mashu l'makom. We don't say this. My I wanted it to be over there. You don't really care. If you care, then it counts. If you don't care, it doesn't count.
Wait a minute, so if you throw something onto, I throw a frisbee onto a fire rider.
Right. No, that's not Malkum Patur. No, wait, one second. Did it move 4 amos in Rosh Hashanah? That's a different thing.
It's totally Rosh
Hashanah. So if you threw it, moved it 4 amos, you're chayiv. What? Oh, so it depends. Did you want it to land on the... So I'm not 100% sure what Tosas is saying here, to be honest. What's he saying? He's saying, when I throw it, the dog also, let's say the dog, I throw the frisbee on the dog, it went 4 hours, but it didn't land. There's no hanacha. There's no hanacha. Because the dog's mouth doesn't make a difference. You wanted that. When I go to the bathroom, I urinate in Rosh Hashanah, there's no hanacha. Doesn't make a difference. Since you needed to go, it's considered hanacha. So when don't we say this? So Tosha says, you don't say it when it didn't matter.
What?
When it didn't matter.
What?
You didn't care. I'll throw it over there. I don't care where it lands. So if it lands on a plate that's not a makom dalal al dalal, you're not chayiv. No hanacha. It went more than 4 amos. No hanacha. Has to land on a makom dalal al dalal. So it lands on top of a fire hydrant. It's not makom dalal al dalal.
And you wanted to land in that spot.
So if you wanted to land in that spot, why is it different than a dog?
Exactly.
Why is it different?
That's what
Tosa says. Avol zarak al maklos. If you threw it on a stick, oh shum dover, I feel the mischaving. Even if you intended it, we don't say that.
Yes, what's the difference?
So I don't know, what's the difference? Right? I'm not sure what the difference is. Now, by Rava asked this question. This is a question that Yirmiya would ask. Who b'rishos ha'yachid upi ama b'rishos ha'rabim ma'u? What if you're standing in rishos ha'yachid, but your male member is sticking over into rishos ha'rabim, and then you're going to go to the bathroom? So what's the story? Basar akira azlinan? Obasar hanacha, obasar yatziya azlinan? A teku. So we don't have an answer. We don't have an answer to that question. Okay? What? Yeah. What's the kasha? So Rashi explains the kasha. Rashi says, because when it leaves your body, does it go by when it leaves your body or when it leaves your organ? So if it goes by when your organ, it's already in Rosh Hashanah Yachid. You're standing in Rosh Hashanah Rabin. It's already in Rosh Hashanah Yachid. It's leaning over. So then you're not in a different makom. Then it's not carrying. But if it goes by where you're standing, you're in Rosh Hashanah Rabin. It goes in Rosh Hashanah Yachid.
It's the same thing as if your hand was sticking out into a different Rosh Hashanah Yachid.
So isn't that the first mission of Masech Shabbos? Yeah. You're here and your hand's over there? Same thing, right? Then it said, V'chein lo yarok. You can't spit either. Spitting is the same thing as urinating. So Rav Yehuda Omer, right? Rav Yehuda said, even if the spit is already gathered in your mouth, we can spend a whole omer on this now, no, a few lines, even if the spit is gathered in your mouth, it's already considered carrying. Afal gaf, d'lo hafich ba? Is that true even if the spit in your mouth didn't turn over? Everybody always in their mouth can, if they want to, spit. They always can create the spit. But is it already there? So that Gemara says, Afagav lo kapich ba, even if it's already there? Vitnan, looked at a mission in Kale like this. Hayochel devela, if you're eating devela, biyadayim mesoavos, with dirty hands. Dirty hands doesn't mean that they didn't wash them because for dinner, like your mother says, go wash it. That's not what it means. It means that you didn't wash them for purposes of taira, because your hands have the status of a sheni. And if you touch food that's truma, you'll make it into a shlishi. So Rashi says that the devela that you're eating, the devela you're eating was shel truma, and Rashi says stam yadayim shlo not yulad have shnios upolso satruma. Stam yadayim are shenis. And they will turn the dvela into a shlishi. The problem is, this dvela never got wet. Never got wet. It can never become tamei. Okay? So your hands are a sheni. You pick up the dvela, and so what? Never got wet. You put it in your mouth. Now the spit in your mouth now got the dvela wet. So if you're holding the dvela in your mouth, and the spit got it wet, and now you're touching it, now you just made it into a shlishi. Because now it was able to become tamei. Got wet, and then you touched it, and you're a sheni. The Gemara says, "Hichnis yodol toch piv, litol tzvar." Now, by the way, this is only true if it's a sheni, if it's your hands. So if you put the devela in your mouth and chew it and swallow it, you're never going to become tamei, because it didn't touch your hands. Your body's not a sheni, only your hands are a sheni. That's a funny thing, but that's why I watch Just a Dime every day, right? Your hands are a sheni, not your body. So if you don't put your hand back into your mouth, not an issue. But over here, what did I do? The hichnis yado l'toch piv l'toch tzvar. He had something in his mouth. So he stuck his fingers in his mouth. Now he touched the devela while it's in his mouth. Now he's running into problems. Right? Rameir metame. Rameir says, you tame now. You made the devela tame. Rabiosi metayer. Rabiosi says, you're tahar. Why? One second. Rabbi Yehuda omer, hafuch ba tame. If there was a lot of spit in the mouth, then taka yitame. Lo hafuch ba tar. And if not, then yitar. Right? So what do you see from here? That the only time roke is a problem is if it's hafuch, meaning you have a lot of it in your mouth. And here in Masechet Erevin he says, that's a tumah issue. And here in Erevin he says, no matter what's going on in your mouth, if you spit your chayiv, if it's for carrying, even if it's not ready to come out, a little bit of a stira.
I can understand it being rabbinic, but why would you say it's chayiv? The shear must be far less than would make you chayiv.
What shear?
The shear of you rock, of you spittle. I mean, how much is there?
It doesn't make a difference. Any amount of liquid. There's no shear for that.
Oh, of course it's liquid.
You know, every morning we say, El Devar Shea Lehem Shear. It's not one of the things on the list. It's not on the list. There's no shear for that. There's no shear for that. It has to get wet. One drop, it gets wet. There's no shear for that.
Okay.
Right? So, on Rabbi Yochanan says, Mechalefes Hashita. Switch around the Shita. Right? In other words, doesn't mean switch around the Shita. Rashi explains it means Rabbi Yehuda took it back. He took back our Mishnah, and he held that only if the roke is already, so to speak, hafach, meaning it's already formed in your mouth, then you can't walk with it. But otherwise, that means nobody can ever walk, because you always have something in your mouth. If you don't have to take it back. Hacha v'hacha b'mayaskinan. What are we talking about in our Mishnah, in our case? Bekicho. How do they translate the word bekicho?
Phlegm.
In other words, it's worse. The guy's got a cold, and it's more stuff going on in his mouth than just roke. I v'atani Rabbi Yehuda Omer kicho v'nitlash. Rabbi Yehuda once said, kicho v'nitlash. My lav, roke, doesn't it mean spit, or v'nitlash, or some kind of other things? Which means that he distinguishes between the two. Lo, kicho v'nitlash, it's the same thing. Same thing. So when I v'atani Rabbi Yehuda Omer kicho sh'nitlash, v'chein roke sh'nitlash, lo yalach da'alaram sa'adshi yarok. You see, it's two separate things, so it can't be the same thing. So he says, you're right. Elamachmarta shinim meikara. You're right. It must be like we said before, that Rabbi Yehuda took it back. And the only time you're chayef for carrying spit in your mouth is if it's ready to come out. Otherwise not carrying, it's not spit, and therefore you wouldn't be chayef. Amar Rish Lakish, kicho b'fnei rabo. If somebody does this in front of his Rebbe, chayim, chayef misa, he's chayef misa. Somebody spits in front of his Rebbe or coughs up phlegm in front of his Rebbe, it's not appropriate. Shinemar kol misanai, oavo, moves, altik misanai, ele misanai. Mias honest, you're an onus. What do you mean? You can't stop yourself from coughing. You can't stop yourself. No, we're talking coco for rei coming in. When you can stop yourself, right? Fine. Okay. Good. Lo yamar adam b'rishus hayachid. A person shouldn't stand in rishus hayachid. V'yishte b'rishus harabim, and lean over and drink in rishus harabim, or v'rishus harabim, or you're standing in rishus harabim. The yishte b'rishus hayachid, and lean over and drink in rishus hayachid. You shouldn't do that. El imkain, unless hichnis rosho v'rubo l'makom shehu shosa, unless you stick your whole rove of your body into the spot where you're drinking. V'chein begat, and the same story is by a gat. A gat is a wine press. What's that about? Same story. What does that mean? Same story. We'll get to that on another base. Asks the Ahavas Eson a certain question. His question is, why is the Mishnah of going to the bathroom before the Mishnah of drinking? So out of order. First you drink, then you have to go to the bathroom. So this Mishnah should have been first. And then, by the way, the drinking and also going to the spitting, going to the bathroom, all the same story. Why is it second? So he gives an unbelievable, such an obvious answer. Because in the case of the urinating, you're over in Issa Daraisa. You're standing in one Rishus, you're urinating to the other Rishus in Daraisa. You're carrying from Rishus to another Rishus. Here, don't drink. Don't stand in this Rishus and then drink in the other Rishus. Why not? Because you might come to carry. It's only a gzera. It's only a dinder rabbanon. You might come to move the cup in the other Rishus where you're in. It's a gzera. It's a gzera, so come second. It comes first biologically. Okay, we don't care about that. It comes second lahalacha because it's only a gzera. The gzera is, if we let you do that, you might move the cup into the wrong rishos. Okay, right? You might forget to put the cup down. So, therefore, it's second. Okay. Now, Reisha Rabbanon, the Sefer of Meir, the Reisha's the Rabbanon, and the Sefer's Rav Meir, what's the Gemara talking about? So Rashi says, Reisha Rabbanon, Le'el, Okim lehazatani, Omed Adim b'rishos yachid, Umetaltel b'rishos harabim, Kirabanon, the Pligia leader of Meir, Bemasnisen, Gabmavteach, Velo, Gazrinon, Shemiachnis. We said before, in the previous Mishnah, you're allowed to stand in one Rishos and move an item in another Rishos. Okay, you're allowed to do that. Remember that was wrong yesterday. Rameir is going to say tomorrow or the next day, you're not allowed to do that. I argue on that. You're not allowed to do that. Okay, for various reasons, you're not allowed to do it. It makes sense, you're not allowed to do it. We're afraid you're going to care. Rameir says you can't do it. So the previous Mishnah holds like the Rabbanon. They said you're allowed to do it. Then we have this Mishnah, V'hacha gazar shemayachnes k'Rameir. Then we have a Mishnah over here. No, don't drink water when you put the cup in the other Rishus, because maybe it'll draw it toward you. That's Rameir. Rameir is going to say that if you, it's a very straight, not sure the case, a very complicated case. Rav Meir is going to hold, you're not allowed to stand in Rishus Harabim. You come home, and your house is in Rishus Harabim. The door of your house is in Rishus Harabim. What? It's in the street. You don't have a walk. You don't have a staircase. You don't have a stoop. You don't have anything. Your door is right by the Rishus Harabim. How do you open the door? Where do you put the key? Says Rav Meir, you can't open the door. Where are you putting the key? The Chacham say, no, you put the key under the mat. You can figure something out. Right? So then you put in the key. You're not moving the key. You're just moving it into the doorknob. The doorknob is part of your Rishus. So we'll get to that tomorrow or the next day. Rav Meir says, you can't do it. So what do you see? Where are you putting the key back? You're going to put it on some ledge under the mat. We're afraid maybe you'll carry it. So Rav Meir is much more machmer. So Rav Meir, here the Gemara says, you shouldn't drink, be in one Rishus, drink in another Rishus. This is the same thing as Rav Meir, with the door. Same thing. In the previous Mishnah, the Chachamim said, you're allowed to move an item in Rishus Harab, but you're in Rishus Yachid. You're in your house, you go out the window, you can move an item from here to there. You can do that. Rav Meir says, you can't do that. And now here we say, you can't do that. So we start off with the Chachamim, who say you can do it. Then we come to Rav Meir, who say, you can't do it. Right? So Rashi says, don't say it's different. So Gemara answers. Reisha Rabbanan for Sefer Meir, Rabbi Yosef, v'chafetziv shetzrichin lo v'divrei hakol. We're talking about things that you need, the Chachamim agree. Chafeshim shetzrichalo v'divrei hakol. Right? Rashi says, afilu rabbanon mo de gazrinam behu. Even the rabbanon would agree we were making zera, demitoch shutzarach lem yachnisan etzlo. Hilkach, mashkin halalu, tzrichim lo v'gazrinan. We made zera by something that you need. If you just want to stomp your board, and you stick your hand out your window, and you're moving something outside in the yard, in the Rishus Harabim, you're just bored. But here, you need a drink, everyone would agree. Iboilahu, b'karmelis mai. What about standing in one Rishus, and the cup is in a karmelis? Right? Rashi says, I'm in a karmelis, and I want to drink in a Rishus HaYachid or a Rishus Harabim. Now, what's a karmelis? A karmelis is a place that, Minat Torah, you're allowed to carry there. Minat Torah, you're allowed to carry in a karmelis. According to the Torah, there are only two rishuses, Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaRabim. In a karmelis, you're allowed to carry. Why don't we carry in a karmelis? Why not? Gzeira. What's the Gzeira? You may come to carry in a real Rishus HaYachid or a real Rishus HaRabim. So now, what's the thing? Now I want to know, am I allowed to stand in a Mishnah in a Karmelis and drink water over in the Rishus HaYachid? Am I allowed to do that? Well, even if I carry it into my Rishus, it's only the Rabbanon. So the whole Gzeira that am I allowed to drink from one Rishus to another Rishus because I might come to carry, here, it's, if you think about it, it's a Gzeira l'Gzeira. I'm not allowed to stand in a karmelis ever. I'm never allowed to carry in a karmelis. One zero. Now, I'm not carrying. I'm drinking. But it's a zero. It might come to carry. So do we make a double zero? We have a rule. You don't do that. You don't make a zero with zero. So, Abaya Lahu, karmelis is mine. What's the story in a karmelis? Amar Abaya, he. Same thing. You can't do it. Amar Rava, what are you talking about? He goof a zero. The whole karmelis is a zero. Vanan, Nekav, Vinig, Zagzera, Lagzera? I'm going to make a double Gzera? We're going to make double Gzeras. Don't do that. Like Gzera, Lagzera? What was Abaya thinking? Abaya says the same thing. What was Abaya thinking? Right? So Tosas Arash says, you know what Abaya was saying? When it comes to carrying, we make double Gzeras. Because carrying is so common. It's so easy to make a mistake, we make a double Gzera. So Tosas Arash says. Normally we don't make double gzeras. Comes to carrying, we do. Carrying is so common. So common. We all know what that's like. You go to a place where there's no Eruv, it's like a different Shabbos. So used to carrying, and people that never have an Eruv, they grew up with that. So to them it's not, We grew up without an Erev, right? But you see it. So there's a truth to that. That's one pshat. Other pshat says that that the Chiddush Aran says no. The reason Abai makes the gzeir is because everyone's going to be watching. People watch in public. And no one's going to realize, oh, there's a Carmelist, what's the Rosh Hashanah is that, and you're going to make people make a mistake. So Abaye says, really, I hold Ein goes Xero. But people are going to make a mistake, not going to see what you're doing, not going to realize, oh, it's a Carmelist, it's Xero Xero. Not even everyone's such a Lamdan, they're not going to realize, I made a Xero. Ein a Kanani. Okay, those are two reasons.
Pretty much the same thing.
What?
Pretty much the same thing.
Is it?
Yeah, you're going to make a mistake.
Right. Amar Abaye, Munah Minala, how do I know that I'm right, that will make a gzera l'gzera. Says Abaye, what does it mean in the Mishnah, v'chein begat, and also in a gat? What does that mean? What about a gat? It's a wine press. What does that mean, v'chein begat? Says Abaye, you know what that means? Mediktoni, it said, v'chein begat, also in a gat. What's a gat? A wine press. What kind of a shus is that? Says Rashi on top, v'hai gat maihi. What is this gat? E rishus hayachid v'kamar delo yama rishus harabim v'yoshit tzavaro begat v'yitol kzei kli v'yishta. Does it mean you're staying in the game rishus harabim and you stick your head into the what's that called in the vineyard where they have the room right where they the wine press right? You stick your head in. You want us to drink some of the new wine. Is that what we're telling me? You're not allowed to do. Same thing as the first case. What are you adding by saying v'chein v'chein v'gat? What are you adding? Not adding anything. Same, you're not allowed to drink in one rishus and drink in another. And you can't do it in a wine press either. Well, it's the same thing. Tell me the same thing twice. Right? Hatanali ratio. Said that already. Can't drink in one rishus and another rishus. Oh, you can't do it in a wine press either. Well, what's the chiddush in that? Right? El alav, it must be begat karmelis. It must be the gat in a karmelis. Kigon, she'ena gavoa, yud, zaten tvachem hai. That must be pshat, says Abaye. That's what it must be pshat. See him right. So, you hear what's going on? Right? So, ask the Bach, why did the Mishnah say v'chein b'karmelis? Why did the Mishnah just say v'chein b'karmelis? What's v'chein b'gat? What? No, but that's what Rashi said. It doesn't have the dimensions of Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So therefore, says Abaye, you can't do it in a regular Rosh Hashanah, and you can't do it in the Carmelis either. You see, I'm right.
Because it's technically a Rosh Hashanah Yachid in a Rosh Hashanah.
That's right. That's right. But it doesn't have the dimensions, so it's only a Carmelis. So why doesn't the Mishnah say V'chein B'Carmelis?
Because they don't want you to mess up with Carmelis.
No, then why didn't it say that? Why did it say V'chein B'Gat? And Abaye has to come along and say, by the way, a God, it really is a Carmelis. So why did the Mishnah just say V'chein B'Carmelis? Why did it say V'chein B'Gat? Right? So the answer is, because Rav is going to have a whole different vort about why it says V'chein B'gat. Nothing to do with Shabbos. Has a Hilchas Meiser. Abaye agrees to all that. Abaye agrees to all the Hilchas Meiser. But he also learns out Hilchas Shabbos from here. Rav learns nothing from Hilchas Shabbos from the two words V'chein B'gat. Only Halachas of Hilchas Meiser. Nothing. But Abaye also learns Hilchas Meiser and Hilchas Shabbos. That's why the Mishnah used the word V'chein B'gat to teach you both Halachas, says Abaye. Right? Rava Amar L'inyan Meiser, it's regarding Meiser. What about Meiser? V'chein Amar Rav Sheshes, V'chein Begat, L'inyan Meiser. Ditnan. Now the halacha is, when you want to drink or eat something, Achilas Arai, a temporary eating, it's a complicated halacha, but basically, it's not a problem, you don't have to take off Trumas and Meiseris if it's temporary. So when I come to the Gat, and I want to have a drink, it's temporary. We didn't do anything yet. We didn't process the wine yet. We didn't really do anything yet. So it's temporary. So, ditnan, shosin al agat, you can drink by agat, bein becham and bein betzonein, upater divir Reb Meir. You can drink if they heated it up, if it's cold, doesn't problem. Rabbi Eliezer, tzadok, mechayev. He says, no, you're chayev. It's not already, that's not considered temporary anymore. People show up at this place and they want to drink. It's already considered permanent. It depends. If they heated it up for you, the wine, which means they already started processing it, then of course you have to take off Trumas and Meiseris. Right? Of course. Al tzonein putter. But if it's cold, they didn't heat it up yet, then you're putter. Why? They'll put the rest back. They put a big pitcher for you. You take a little sip, I don't like this wine. It's not for me. What they can do with the best of the pitcher? They're going to put it right back. Why? They didn't do anything with it yet. They didn't heat it up, nothing. They'll put it back. Since they put it back, clearly it's only what's it called? It's only temporary, and you're not chayiv in meiser. That's what, right? Yeah.
It's a nice part and everything, but the Mishnah is written by a Tana, and it's clearly he's talking about Rishus and not talking about Miser.
What?
No, so
look what Rashi says. So the last Rashi before the Mishnah, it's a long Rashi. Let's read the last three or four lines. It says, "Viktani lo yamor al gabe karka v'yishde begat b'lo hafroshes meiser." You can't do the same shtick. I'm only over here, I'm outside. I'm only outside, so I'm not really. It's not permanent. It's a temporary thing. I'm not kavu over there. I'm only out here. So that's true. We have to stick your head into the gat, then it's going to be considered temporary. That's why it says v'chein begat. Nothing to do, according to Rav, has nothing to do with Hilchos Shabbos. It's outside halacha that when you want to play a game, and you don't want to take off tumas and maaseres, you want to taste the wine at the gat. You could do that if you're in the other rishos, you have to stick your head into the vis rishos to show you some kind of connection. Okay. Next Mishnah. This Mishnah is impossible. Okay, so there's two types of drain pipes you could have. You could have a drain pipe that we have today, which is a pipe that goes down the entire length of the house, and it doesn't stop in the ground, it stops before the ground, so that the water goes from the roof into the pipe, down the side of your house, and it ends a little bit before the edge of your house, so that the water goes out to the street. That's one thing you could do. Another thing you could do is you could have a circular open pipe, the length of your house, tilted down, so when it rains, the water goes on your roof, down the pipe, slides down, and then goes to the ground, and then falls to the ground. This is up on top of the roof. Two different total types of pipes. You got the two differences? Is there a picture? What?
It's one pipe. Just to end. The question is, how does it end off?
One ends at the roof, and one's at
the... All the way it goes right to your house, takes the water out. One, you can just throw it out anywhere.
Right.
And one just directs it.
Correct. Correct. It's the same thing. It gets rid of the water from your roof, but there's one big difference. One, we're going to talk about now. You want to collect the water. You want to
collect. One does not.
Right. So you want to collect the water. If you want to keep the water. So here's what Mishnah says: Kol it other min machazila. You can do this as long as you put the bowl below 10 tvachim. Meaning, the pipe is way up by the roof. The water is going into the pipe, and then it's going to have a stream of water coming down. You have to be below 10 tvachim to catch the water. Okay? Umin hatzinar, mikol makom shose. If it's a pipe that really goes down the side length of the house, you can put a bowl underneath and catch it over there. No problem. Now, says the Mishnah, the first case is that the pipe is up by the roof, the water goes into the pipe, and then at the end of the pipe, what happens? The water goes down. You can catch it if it's below 10 tefachim. You can't get up on a chair and move the bucket right up to the mouth of the pipe. That you're not allowed to do.
You're
in a Rishus, I think you're in a Rishus Rabbim.
It has to be. Because above 10 Tvachim is a Rishus
right. Right. I think you're in a Rishus Rabbim. So, collate in, you're allowed to only collect it below 10 Tvachim, avo mitzareif low. But you can't move the bucket up to the mouth of the pipe and get the water right there. That you can't do. My time, why not? Amr of Nachman, pacha b'mazchila pachos migimel. It's less than 3, samuch legad askinan. It's right near the roof, within 3 tvachim of the roof. Dechala pachos migimel, samuch legag kigag dami. It's as if it is the roof. And therefore, right? It's a rishos yachid. You're standing in a rishos rabim. That's a problem. Tanya nam yachid, omid adam b'rishos yachid. You're allowed to stand in a rishos yachid. Umagbiya yado lamayla me'asara tvachim. And you let us stick your hands above 10 tvachim, lepachos mishalosh, samach lagag, less than 3 tvachim near the roof, for collate, you can collect it, levad shalo yitzarev. But you can't put the bucket right up to the mouth of the pole, of the pipe. Tanya Idach, another brisa says, Le'amad Adam Rishos Yachid, now let us stand in Rishos Yachid, V'yagbiya Yado L'mayla Me'asar Tvachim, put your hands above 10 Tvachim, L'pachos Migimel, Samach L'gad V'yitzarif. If the pipe is within 3 Tvachim of the roof, it's considered to be part of the roof, and it's Rishos Yachid. Avokalavu Rishos, but you can certainly catch the water down below where you're in a Rishos Hayachid also. Fine. Then, Minatzina Mikol Makom Shoseh, but if it's a pipe that goes down the length of the house, then you could even put the bowl, the bucket, on the mouth of the pipe. Tana, Himyesh Betzina Dalal al Dalal, Usr. But if the Tzina is 4x4, Tvachim? 4x4, yeah, then it's Usr. Neshu Kamotzi Mirishos Rishos. Then it's its own Rishos, and that's a problem. What? 4x4 Tvachim. The pipe is so wide. Yeah. Not 100% sure what's going on here. What? Yeah. Okay. Because if the mouth of the pipe is so big, it has its own rishos. Okay, next random mishnah that has nothing to do with anything. Bor b'rishos harabim. If there's a bor in rishos harabim, v'chalyaso gavoa yud tvachim, and the mouth of the bor or the edge of the bor is 10 tvachim tall, meaning the bor is 10 tvachim tall. There's a bor that's 10 tvachim tall. We would call that a big bucket. In the middle of the street. It's 10 tvachim tall. So, chalon shal gabav, if you have a window, and your window's also above 10 tvachim, mimalein haimenu b'shabbos. You're allowed to draw water out of the bucket. Is that what it means? Out of the pit? On Shabbos. Yeah. Yeah. Because it's we're going from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, and because the water there will make it, you're allowed to do it. Ashma b'Rosh Hashanah, if you have a garbage dump in Rishos Harabim, Gavola Yod Tvachim, and it's 10 Tvachim tall, Chalon Shal Gabav Shofin L'Toch HaMayim B'Shabbos. And you have a window that's also above 10 Tvachim, you could dump water into the garbage dump. And only water, because water will get absorbed, let's say you throw something else and it rolls away. You'll go get it. That's in Rishos Harabim, you're going to move it back to the bar. Don't do that. Only, but back to the garbage dump, the water, which won't have that won't happen. You could do it. Yes. Exactly, because it's considered a Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara says, "B'maya skinan ilay b'smucha." If you're very close to the belt, to the bar, lamali chulya yud. Why does the bar have to be 10 tefachim deep? We learned this. We learned that you're allowed to draw water out of pits if it's close to you. We learned that already. Amr Huna, Hachamai Skinan, Bimuflagas Menakos Arba. No, it's 4 tvachim away from the wall. So you have to throw your bucket 4 tvachim away. The bar has to be 10 tvachim deep. The time of the Ikachulya Asara. The reason is because there's a bucket 10 tvachim deep. Haleka Asara, Achulya Asara, Kamatalta, Mishasiach, Rishasiach, Derech Rishasirabim. Then you'll be Mitaltel, Rishasiach, Rishasiach, Derech Rishasirabim. Rabbi Yochanan Marfilu, Tema, Bismucha, even if it's next to you. Hakamashal, the Chiddush is, Dover, deep Dover, v'chulyaso mitzdarf and lasara. It and the chulya can be mitzdarf to make 10. The bar and the chulya itself can be mitzdarf to make 10. Meaning the bar itself can be only 5 tvachim deep, but the embankment of the bar is another 5 tvachim. That's good enough. Then we say ashba rishos rabim. V'lo chashinan shem matinat al ashba. Aren't we afraid someone's going to take the garbage away? And then what'll happen is the garbage will become less than 10 tvachim tall. Aren't we afraid of that? We had this once already. Maisa, there was a story. But mavui echad, there was a mavui. Shetzido echad kol yam. One side of the mavui was a river. Shetzido echad kol ashva. And the other side was in a garbage dump. It's a very prized real estate. He lives by the swamp and by the garbage dump. And Ubama said, well, can we carry it here? Well, we're enclosed on two sides. By a garbage dump, we're enclosed by the river. He didn't want to say, maybe someone's going to take the garbage away. And then the water's going to come and wash it away, and then you want to have an embankment, you want to have a rishus. But he didn't want to say it's also, because at the end of the day, it has mechitzas. It's enclosed. So you don't know what to say. So what do you see? That we are choshish to take the garbage away. Lo kasha, tanakasha. Ha, when are we choshesh When was Rabbi Choshesh the Yachid, a private one? Huh? The Rabbim. When are we not Choshesh? When it's a public. Who's taking public garbage away? Only the government's going to do that. Only the city do that. So they'll take it whenever they want. That's not going to happen on Shabbos, and therefore it's considered a valid Rishus, and therefore you can throw things on there as long as the things don't roll away like water. All right? We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.